issue of 50-50 custody. They're in separation at the moment. What's going on? Good to see you all again. We decided to bring our faces to the video again. So we're gonna just talk and have conversation about these topics. My name is Ola. This is my beautiful wife Lola.
Okay.
And we are lolaandola.com.
Mm-hmm.
We created lolaandola.com for marriages that want to thrive, but more so marriages that want to come back from crisis. All right, so today we have, how are you doing, babe? Good?
I'm great.
Okay, I know you are. All right.
Why are you laughing?
Because you, it looks like you want to say something, but...
No, I don't. You're assuming.
All right, so there's this guy, right?
Yes.
It's actually, I'm not sure if it's a guy or a girl, right?
No.
But basically the issue that's going on is an issue of 50-50 custody. They're in separation. Mm-hmm. At the moment, and they have a child, 50-50 custody issue, but it seems like one person is always moving the goalpost. So the lady is complaining. I just remember now, the lady is complaining, and basically they were supposed to be sharing some kind of bills. He's lost his job in the middle of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he basically mishandled his job, lost his job. And now she's kind of stuck, right? Also, they have 50-50 custody. So she's supposed to have the baby 50-50 weekends. You know how they arrange that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now too, he's asking for more. That basically she will have the baby all the time. So they're going through this kind of issue. So there's issue of custody. They are in separation. When people are in separation,
how long in separation?
We don't know. I don't remember at least. Right?
1.5,
let
two
me see.
Years.
Oh, 1.5 years. Thank you, babe. So, 1.5 years. So, so, how would you advise this lady, right? Considering that people that are in separation are still kind of hopeful that they are going to come back from the separation into marriage, into a good marriage, hopefully, right? Because if they really want to leave, they will just, somebody will just file the divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody is holding on to a very light string of some sort that can break at any time. But now they're having custody issues. How would you handle this, babe?
They're not only having custody issues, they're also having financial problems.
Yes.
Because from what I...
Because he lost his job.
From what, you know, mm-hmm. I saw earlier, he lost his job, okay? Mm-hmm. He lost his job because, I don't know, maybe he got depressed, but he didn't like his job. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like his job anymore. He didn't want to do the 9-to-5.
Right. So he was being lazy. He quit his job without actually replacing the income.
He didn't quit his job.
Oh, he lost it. He got fired for being reckless.
Because he wasn't showing up. Okay.
That's why we have my wife. She is not the help. She's
my
wife.
Attention.
Continue, babe.
Anyway, according to this dude,
mm-hmm.
he didn't show up for his job and he eventually got fired.
Right.
Now this is someone that is making 85 grand a year.
And he lost that income.
And then he lost that income.
Mm-hmm.
Now he went to start his own business of barbecuing.
Yes.
She did say the business is nice, but the money ain't nice.
But the money is not nice.
Okay, so let's get to the real cocoa of the issue. The issue here is the money. Okay?
Money.
And then if money was not the issue when they separated, mm-hmm. but money is now the issue after they separated, I doubt if this woman wants to even come back.
Mm.
She's saying, how do I handle someone who even show up with their own side of the income?
Right.
Is not showing up.
So it's 50-50 income, also 50-50 custody.
Is not showing up emotionally for their child? Like, how do I handle someone that is just, you know, that's not responsible at the moment?
This is the question.
So that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And because they've not been to, I mean, they're not divorced, they're separated,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she can pursue a custody battle. Like, I don't know if this custody situation is court organized.
Right. What if it's court organized?
Then it won't be playing with taking care of the child.
You
he
sure?
will do what he has to do. Yes, they will mandate that he gets a job.
But she will have to go to the court and complain, isn't it? Isn't that extra effort? I mean, you go to the court.
I don't think you have to go to the court and complain. No, I think the court is the court gets the
money. Are they monitoring them 24/7? They're not monitoring them 24/7. It's a joint custody, which means there's probably no support issues there. There's probably no money exchanging hands. They're just taking care of the baby.
Okay.
Right? So at least we don't know that part, right?
Yeah, we don't know that.
So the issue with the court being involved is, it for a lot of time it really doesn't matter, because for you to complain to court, you have to now get off your butt, which people don't have time to go into court. That the last thing you want is to have to go to the court. If the court has given some order, you want them to follow. If they don't follow, it becomes extra headache still, even though it's
so what
court.
Do you do? Because the easiest way for you to get a parent that is not doing their part, that you are apart and you have children mm-hmm. in this marriage, the only way you can get them to contribute is go through the legal way, the legal system, which is the court.
Yes. Well, it's not the only way, and it's not the most efficient way, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's the enforceable way. Yes.
Oh, it's the enforceable way.
Yes.
The you kid can... gets taken care of.
Not necessarily either. This are the
least. Financially?
Well, financially, yes.
Financially, it takes the load. And let's not mm-hmm. forget, the woman herself has always been a part-timer.
Mm-hmm.
Which means she probably, sacrificed most of, maybe she never had a career, or she had a part-time kind of career
mm-hmm.
that is not paying that well. So that means they were dependent on his income,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. And now he doesn't have that income. And barbecue is not me. I'm sorry.
The
guy has a
business.
Dream.
Right.
And everyone should chase their dream. But when it comes to your children, mm-hmm. come on. Let's not forget that while we're chasing our dreams.
Yeah, because the baby didn't ask to be here.
The child did not ask to be here. So mm-hmm. we have to do what we have to do to right. make sure the child is taken care of.
So before I dive into this, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me do this on camera. You know I love you, babe.
You can
look at that time. And also look at it with me, right?
Okay.
So that when we start to design the time for this thing later on,
okay.
it's not just me talking out of my butt, right? It's both of us looking at the time, right?
Oh, do you want me to be the timekeeper?
You could do that too.
Okay,
yeah.
I will gladly be that.
So now, so with that being said, this video is not going to be no 7 minutes. All right, good. Thank you for reminding me a lot of the points with this particular issue. It's a little bit difficult, right? My thing is this. I think court, lawyers, CPAs, medical doctors can be full of it.
Hmm.
All these professionals, all of them, right? The only thing that really fixes issues ultimately is people learning how to communicate in a relationship. It's people learning how the human brain works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, the moment you get into the court system, the idea is that you guys could not figure that out. So we're going to enforce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Enforcing that situation is not always the best scenario for the kids.
It's not the best, mm-hmm. but this is my way of thinking. Do you know how many single mothers
mm-hmm.
or even fathers are out there mm-hmm. with no support?
So let me acknowledge.
There's out there.
We always say this in the beginning. Anything we say is going to be easier said than done.
Right?
It's going to feel easier to just run to the court.
I mean, I don't feel like people mm-hmm. purposely want to go to court.
No, I know.
But they have no choice. If they're struggling, they really need that cash.
They have...